This is a Suboptimal podcast. Check out our Suboptimal content at suboptimal.co.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Nightcast. It's Drike here, back with another topic on the day. Today we're going to talk about direction and how to stay a little focused on what you're doing. And as I'm talking with Rocket Man here in chat, distractions. Yes, I'm really good at that. I'm really good at self-distracting. And I'm really good at lack of direction. I feel right now, like with my personal career, doing IT, I feel a lack of direction. I was able to get the job I wanted. I got a small shop, my own department, everything. I was managing it. I got to do all the things. I got to own everything. I got to make my budget. I got to pick the projects I wanted. I got to do all of it. And what I learned real fast in that direction was I hated it. And so during my personal career journey, I've come to a point in my personal career where I've kind of like lost direction. And that loss of direction has definitely impacted other aspects of my life, including my stream and content life, where I find the ability to distract myself or to lose my direction pretty quickly. And it's a natural thing for me. People like me blame it on our ADD or blame it on things that are outside our control type areas. They're not really outside our control. We do have control on how to focus ourselves. And that's something that I had to learn in school, was how to focus my mind, to stay direct, attentive in class and keep direction with the class. I learned that I couldn't take notes. So that's one thing that I learned about myself. If I take a class and I am going to, if I take notes, I become distracted in the writing process of the note and I don't hear what the teacher says anymore. And I lose contact with the class and then I start distracting myself. And so I don't stay on topic and I get distracted with it and into a different direction. So if I sit and I listen and I repeat in my head what the teacher is saying, I retain more of the class. So when I go to do the homework, I know it. So I know there's ways for myself to stay focused, stay on direction. But when you have something like what I've experienced with the job, is that I learned that the direction I was headed is not something I actually want after I obtained it. And I have had to backpedal a bit and go into a different direction. So that's what I'm searching for right now, is what is the other direction with my goal of my career? Where is that IT career going? And I don't know yet. I'm researching multiple pathways going forward on that. But the problem I'm finding is the mentality state I have from that loss of direction in one aspect has negatively affected my mentality on a lot of different things. Recently, I also lost one of my animals. Beginning of the year, we lost our dog due to illness. So this year, 2019, has been a lot of distractions in life and a lot of loss and a lot of headspace change for me. I found out I hated doing what I always thought I was going to do as a career. There was a lot of loss with my pet life, that me and my wife have had that cat since we started dating. We've had that dog since we've been married. So it was a lot of long-term life direction got changed. And so I am now discovering what is the new direction of life. Content management has been an interesting idea for me, because like social media arrangement, different types of social media interaction has been something that I've been kind of looking at and listening to a little bit. I've been looking at IT security, which is adjacent to my current field. I've looking at you know, restaurateurs, you know, restaurants, tourism, just like things that are completely different directions. So things that have been in my head for years. Like I've always had this idea in my head of, you know, opening a restaurant or pub or food place or food cart, or, you know, buying a motel and taking over a motel or hotel. These are all things that have lingered in my head that have said, hey, maybe you could try this if you didn't know what you were doing. You didn't have that direction. And this is now the discovery point of like, I have to discover the direction I want to go. But I can't do it all at one time. Doing it all at one time would be too much upheaval in my life, because I'm the major single income of my family. My wife does make a little bit of money, but for the most part, I'm the income that pays all the bills. I can't do that to my family. I have a daughter that's happy in school, so we can't move. Yeah, stay in the school. That's the one thing I've always wanted to do, is I want to stay in the school, because that is the most important thing for me to provide for my kid. That's something I didn't have as a kid. I didn't have that single school my entire life. I didn't have that single set of friends. I moved quite a bit and lost contact a lot along the way with the different kids that I knew. So I am working towards solidifying my new direction in life, but keeping intact the aspects of my life that I really enjoy, my family. I have to keep that aspect on the pathway that I want to keep there, for my daughter to stay in the same school, so she, that way she doesn't have to, you know, be impacted, and keep my family's way of life the way it is. I don't want to lose that. So right now I am stepping back on what I do and where I've gone, and I'm trying to look at the direction that I've taken and learn from the past, learn from what I've done, and try to see what are the aspects along my path that I have enjoyed, that I have really liked, and try to find that joy again. Like, what was the things that really made me happy in my career? And I want to apply that going forward again, and try to help me determine the right direction, instead of the mind goal of what was in my head and pursuing this path into my future that I just always had in my head, that I was going to go into management, I was going to own my own department. I did that, and it was miserable. Like, managing up to a company owner that had no real idea of what technology is, especially since it like drove and motivated his company. I can't do that. That's just not me, and it was not, that made me absolutely miserable. So I have to figure out what it is that made the fun in the job and pursue that again. And I think that goes the same for content creation, is that if you are on a pathway of growth or a pathway of a certain type of content, and you come to the point where you're on burnout and you're tired and it's just not feeling fun and your community doesn't like it, you have to reevaluate the direction you're going. You have to reevaluate and say, hey, this isn't fun for anyone. This isn't the path that we wanted to go. This isn't the path that I need to pursue, because, you know, we're not having anyone show up, or this isn't the thing that my community wants, or this isn't just fun for me anymore. And that's the thing that's hard to see while you're in the weeds, but it's sometimes you have to stop and step back and look at where you've been and where you're going, and just try to see it from another's eyes, or ask another person about help. You are not always going to see it yourself. Others are going to see it first. If you're in the middle of the moment or in the middle of the direction that you're traveling, you're not going to see it always first, because you're just in it. You're in it and not seeing it from the outside. And so when people start talking to you, you got to take that realization of, you know, oh, they're not happy with this, or, oh, they're saying stuff that makes me kind of wonder where I'm going. I know this is a bit of a rambling topic, and direction speak for me right now, might feel a little off just because the pathways I'm taking right now are a bunch of different ones, and I'm taking them because I'm just not sure where I want to go. And that's okay. You don't have to know where you want to go. You don't have to know the exact end goal. What you want to do is you want to plan out small, achievable goals. I know this. You know, I need to practice this myself better than I do now. But small, achievable goals. What are the steps that I can take today, tomorrow, this week, this month to get myself in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years to the path, to the direction, and to the goal that I want to achieve? I have to view myself in the now instead of just at the end goal. I have to review myself where I am currently at and where I want to step instead of where I want to leap to. If I can make those achievable goals happen, I know the end goal will happen because we'll make each step along the way. So that's what I'm doing right now, is breaking down my content creation gaming goals into ones that I can achieve. I know that in October, I'm going to be playing Shadowkeep. I'm a binge gamer. I binge things like crazy. So my current binge is a little bit of Borderlands. I'm really binging that because I want to get to the point where I can play Borderlands 3 and feel like I actually know the story. And I'm trying to play the current content, like Borderlands 2. I've been playing it up until the last expansion. And now I'm going to stop that. I'm going to play Tales because I want to, or I'm going to play a pre-sequel and then I'm going to play Tales because I want to get them in kind of like timeline wise of how that story goes. So that's why it's like, I'm taking a long time to get to Borderlands 3 because I didn't do the other content and I want to hear it first. So that's kind of my pathway, my journey, breaking it down. I have lost a bunch of direction. I have lost a bunch of, you know, forward momentum. And I know that because I wasn't focused on my current goals. I was still in the headspace of where I wanted to be. So I'm going to break that down. I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to try, and this is one of those goals that I made before going to Guardian Con that I didn't do, and it bugs me, is I built the website, thedrake.com. I'm going to go back to that and I'm going to start trying better to make sure that's updated and start putting some blog posts on it. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to do as a follow-up to this podcast, is I'm going to try to journal or try to write blogs on there at least once a week. So that way, not only is it getting me back into writing, but it will also get me into proving that what I'm doing with my follow-up, and that I am following a new and finding my new path and proving that I stay on that new path. So thank you guys for listening today. I appreciate all of you that have clicked on this podcast and that come into the streams. It really means a lot to me that you're here to share some time with, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you next time.